Exclusive, Marsha Blackburn, lawfare against Trump has already backfired. By Hannah Knudsen on May 31, 2024. The left's use of lawfare against former President Donald Trump has already backfired. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said during an interview Friday on Breitbart News Daily following the news of a Manhattan jury finding Trump guilty on all 34 counts in his business records trial. It has already backfired. It has backfired so intensely, I do county meetings in each of our 95 counties every year. And we go over how we can best help the counties work as a team. Meet with a lot of citizens, local officials. Things of that nature, the senator began, explaining that they were in the middle of one of those county meetings when news broke that the Manhattan jury found Trump guilty on all 34 counts in the business records trial. The anger that people in that room expressed, the surprise, the disgust, everyone has seen this. They've all watched it play out. This is the weaponization of the judicial system against a political opponent. Against an individual. Against the citizen. And they've seen this, and the Democrats can't deny this. She said, explaining that people have witnessed Democrats doing this, and they are angry. We are the United States of America. We do not weaponize the government against our opponents. We do not decide we're going to exercise two tiers of justice and show a bias. Have our judges blatantly show a bias. Have prosecutors campaign saying I'm going to go get so-and-so. Blackburn said, referencing Alvin Bragg and Letitia James admitting they wanted to get Trump. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Marsha Blackburn. RTN, May 31, 2024. People have seen it. And we have heard so much from people, she said, noting that she spoke to a group of about 250 people in Cumberland County for a dinner Thursday night. People in that room were so pro-Donald Trump. And so anti what had happened. And we have to keep in mind that the people are going to have their chance to speak on this verdict come November 5th. She said, noting it is essential that people get out and vote. Last cycle we heard so much about the 30 million evangelical Christians who are not registered to vote. They need to get themselves registered, and they need to show up and vote. If they love freedom, if they love opportunity, if they love the American dream, buddy, now is the time to get the rear in gear, Blackburn added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.